John 16:29-33, I have conquered the world. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. As we prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today, I would like to read John 16:13-15, which we have discussed at length. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, and he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will declare it to you. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for sending the Holy Spirit to us to live in us, to help us, to comfort us, to counsel us, and to teach us. May the Spirit be our teacher today as we come to these final verses in John chapter 16. Open our hearts and minds to understand and hear your words today. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. John 16:29-33, I have conquered the world. In verse 28, Jesus said, I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. No human being had ever said this before. Jesus said he had come from another world, from the Father, and would return to his Father. Through this statement, Jesus affirmed his incarnation, his humanity, and his deity. Jesus is the God-man. He was always one with the Father, but was born into this world as a human being and revealed the Father to the world. He died as a sinless sacrifice for our sins. Then Jesus returned to his Father and to his place of glory in heaven. Verse 28 affirms that Jesus had been with the Father, his eternal existence. He came into this world as a baby, his incarnation. He lived on this earth as a human being, his humanity, and he would return to his Father, his glory. Verse 29, his disciples said to him, behold, now you are speaking plainly and using no figures of speech. Now we know that you know all things and don't need for anyone to question you. By this we believe that you came from God. Verse 31, Jesus answered, do you now believe? Behold, the time is coming, yes, and has now come, that you will be scattered, everyone to his own place, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Jesus' disciples responded, now we understand and believe that you have come from God. However, the disciples did not really understand until later. They did believe, but they were still weak. Jesus told them that they would be scattered. Jesus referred to Zechariah 13:7 in Matthew 26:31 when he said to his disciples, all of you will be made to stumble because of me tonight, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. Jesus knew they would stumble and run away in fear. Nevertheless, he still loved them and taught them. He had faith for their future. Jesus knew they would all leave him, but he also knew his Father would be with him. Verse 33, I have told you these things, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have trouble, but cheer up, I have overcome the world. Meditation question. What did Jesus mean when he said, I have overcome the world? Jesus knew that he would suffer and die on the cross for the sins of the world. He knew that his disciples would abandon him and leave him all alone. However, in verse 33, Jesus made an astonishing statement. I have overcome the world. Some translations say, I have conquered the world. facing torture, crucifixion, and death, most people would think that a person who said, "I have conquered the world," was crazy. How could Jesus make such a statement at this time? Jesus knew that he would defeat Satan, sin, and death through the cross and resurrection. Jesus' enemies, who accused him and handed him over to the Romans to be crucified, thought that the death of Jesus would be the end of him. Satan and his demons thought that they had won when Jesus died on the cross, but up from the grave he arose. His death and resurrection changed everything. Jesus understood human weakness, temptation, and the pressures of living in this world. Jesus said in John 14:30, "The prince of this world is coming. He has no hold of me." Jesus had not yielded to sin when Satan tempted him. He lived a life of love and righteousness in this world. Jesus was righteous, and therefore he could die for in our place as a sinless sacrifice for our sins. Jesus said, "I have told you these things that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but cheer up, I have conquered the world." Now Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. He rules over all things at the right hand of God the Father. This is why we can have true peace no matter what we face. In the world, we will have tribulation because the world is still influenced by sin, selfishness, Satan, and the powers of darkness. But in Jesus, we have peace in the midst of trouble. We have peace because we know that our sins are forgiven, that we have an eternal destiny, and that the Father loves us. We know that no matter what happens in this short and temporary life, Christ has already won the victory for us. We can have true peace as written in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious or don't worry about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your needs to God, and the peace of God that transcends all human understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus conquered the world for us so that we will also be victorious in this world. Jesus set us free from the penalty of sin through his death and set us free from the power of sin through his indwelling life. He gave us victory over past sins through the cross, and he gives us power over our sinful nature through his resurrection life in us. Jesus makes it possible for us to live a life of righteousness and victory over sin. Romans 5:17 declares this truth. "For if by the trespass or sin of one, death reigned through one, so much more those who receive the abundance of God's grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through one, Jesus Christ." Jesus conquered the world for us. Sin and death reigned over us, but now through the grace of Jesus, we can reign in life through him. It means we can be victorious over sin and live victoriously in righteousness through his indwelling life. He did not save us so that we would walk in defeat until we die and go to heaven. Jesus conquered the world so that we can walk in victory now. He conquered sin and death through the cross, and Jesus conquered sin and death in us. He gives us his indwelling life so that we can walk in victory over sin and the world. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you conquered the world. You went to the cross for us and rose again. You live within us by the Holy Spirit so that we can be victorious. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace.